pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o pó da madeira,
caringa, candeia,
é uma quita pereira,
é madeira de vento,
da ribanceira,
é um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira,
é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a diga, é o vão, festa da cumeira,
é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira, das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira,
é uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão,
é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho, é um estrepe,
é um prego,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto,
é um pin,
pingando,
é uma conta,
é um ponto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma pata brilhando,
é a luz da manhã,
é o tijolo chegando,
é a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada, é a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada,
é o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama, é o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato,
na luz
da manhã,
são as águas de março, fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is February 21st, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Wonderful to be here with you today. I hope everyone is well in this audience that I'm addressing today. Lots going on. It's late in the afternoon here in central France. And so much news. Been listening to so many different types of broadcasts and watching the news cycles. And if you've been visiting the site regularly, you'll notice that we've found some evidence based upon some research from some of our listeners and some of the things we were reading about this, the white-only group that's been, so-called white-only group that's been fighting for your freedom. Well, what we found out, ladies and gentlemen, is that this has been a farce for decades, and it's been full of misfits and homosexuals and problem to people from the beginning, including the likes of David Duke and the people who started the American Free Press, the Spotlight, and I dare say Mr. Michael Piper, probably. The rumors that I had been shown over the last months was that he was involved in a relationship with a man in Washington, D.C. Now, that I have not got definitive wedding papers on the guy and no wedding license come out yet, but the fact is that he fits a pattern. And this came from the DeGuayo report. That report was written back in the 1970s. Now, it's pretty interesting to read. Its sourcing doesn't seem to be as clear as I'd like it to be, but it does match clearly the things that I have been able to discover on my own, which is the reason why I bring it up. It's very difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to get absolute sourcing on this stuff, but when I get two sources, the stuff I've come up with on my own, and then I read a document like that, I think it's worth mentioning at least. You know, this Vanguard and all this other stuff, there are many members of these organizations that are not part of the scam. And in fact, some of the leadership is just there for the money. It has been alluded that David Duke is basically for sale and also kind of runs around freely with the boys. He's for sale. He's a guy that will do anything to make money. He'll say anything to make money. He'll do anything to get what he wants. He is without morals, ladies and gentlemen. He was a pro-black before he got started with this. Then he went anti-black when he thought he could get some money out of it. And he's been back and forth several times. He tried to milk his idea of becoming a candidate for Senate down in Louisiana for all it was worth. And so the guy is just, he's an opportunist. And there are indications that he has had direct working relationships with some of the crooks and criminals. So read the DeGuayo report, and there's a supplemental report written by a guy named Cooper that will add a little color to it. I soundly and roundly am against these people's stand on the white-only issue completely. This is a nonsensical approach. It has always been. It is always in the benefit of the controllers to have this whole debate even raging. It will not be debated on the French Connection, basically, because I don't agree with it at all, and no one in my listening audience should either. And if you are a white supremacist in any way, please change the channel. I don't want you with me. I don't want you around me. I don't want you near me. I don't even want you as part of my nation. But you know, you're free to do that if that's what you're interested in. But it's a sickness, ladies and gentlemen, and I want it to be recognized as such, including hatred for Indians, blacks, Chinese, anybody, any minority group, including Jews. Now, we at the French Connection have been pointing out that Zionist Jews are our problem. If you know anything about the Federal Reserve, you'll know that that is an entirely controlled organization from old money in Europe, controlled by Zionist Jews, the Rothschilds and the Schiffs and the Kahns and the Warburgs and the different families, the Honigs. And you'll also know that the American banking system, through Rockefeller and through Standard Oil fortunes that Rothschild money built, set up a lot of organizations and a lot of systems across the United States. Jewish groups that are controlling the country. Oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, no one wants to talk about these groups because they are afraid to be called an anti-Semite. I am not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Jewish criminal, just as I would be anti-Italian criminal or anti-mafia. That wouldn't make me anti-Italian. It wouldn't make me any mafia that exists, Russian mafia or otherwise, if it's not connected directly to the criminality of the system. In other words, I'm not against Russian people. Russian people are hardworking, victimized society for generations, ladies and gentlemen, at the hands of Zionist Jews. Now, all Jews are not involved. That is very clear to anyone who looks into this. Many of the Jews who do support them blindly are beginning to find the facts, the truth. They're starting to understand that this has been going on in their name for some time, and they themselves are beginning to balk at the criminality in the system of the leadership of their own group. Now, many of them, instead of facing up to it, are running and retrenching with these groups. I'll name a few of these groups that should be arrested. The leadership of these groups that I'm going to name should be arrested immediately and held for treason against the United States. Jewish Federation of Monmouth County, the United Jewish Communities Federation of North America. How about this one? How about United Jewish Association Federation Canada, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Jewish People Planning Policy Planning Institute, the Federal Jewish Metropolitan Detroit, Aspen Valley Jewish Appeal, Syracuse Jewish Appeal, Jewish Federation of Greater Atlanta, Jewish Allied Jewish Federation of Colorado, London Jewish Federation, Calgary Jewish Community Council, UJA Federation of Toronto. There are hundreds of them, thousands of them. How could 2% of our population control our press, our banks, our natural resources? How could they control our Congress, our Senate, our presidency? I'll tell you how. They have placed the lowest quality humans in charge of all of these organizations. People who have been blackmailed for pedophilia, for homosexuality, for crimes of other sorts, embezzlement. And instead of being outed for these crimes, they have been promoted into positions of power. Make no mistake about it. They are behind the drug trade, these people. they are behind the child pornography. They are behind the trafficking in women. And they're also behind 9/11. And Oklahoma City. And the USS Liberty. And Abu Nidal's work during the 70s. And they're also the driving force behind Iraq and soon to be Iran. What is it we're going to do about these people? Well, first of all, we're going to defeat them. I can tell you that without any doubt. This Atlantic Jewish Council, we're going to defeat you. We're going to jail your leadership. The United Jewish Community of Broward County, we're going to jail your leadership as well. We're going to place you in prison. And we're going to try you for treason against the United States. And I hope other countries around the world begin to see the criminality of these groups. Now, is it possible that people within these groups don't know what their leadership has done? It's possible that the rank and file members do not, but the leadership certainly does. And I do not accept in any way the fact that they do not know what their leadership has done in their name. Now, the rank and file, again, are the people who are not part of the policy decisions. They're not part of the People for the American Way, Norman Lear's group, the criminals, or Morris D's group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, or the APEC, or the ADL. Ray, Foxman, you criminal, you vile, sickening human being. You are working with murderers and thieves. You've worked with Abramoff, who has been a known murderer. And, you know, they've spent the last, better part of the last 100 years securing judgeships and university presidencies and control of major corporations and influencing police departments and implementing their own military leadership structure. And they're working with other criminal organizations to get complete and utter control of our world. These are facts. They're not musings. We know they were behind 9/11. We know that they work hand-in-hand with American Jewish Zionists and Israeli Jewish Zionists and British Jewish Zionists. Yep. The Jabotinsky Group is the one that came out and put this whole criminal network together. And are there groups within this group? Yes, there are. There are different camps within this group, but they all move in the same direction. They all move in the direction of taking sovereignty away from Americans, robbing and pickpocketing their purse, and enriching themselves, enslaving us, making us live on the margins while they bask in obscene wealth. It's incredible what has been done to European nations and America in the name of these people. And we will beat them. Yes, we will. You know, you can see it in your mind's eye. If you just look hard enough, you'll see the victory. You'll see the fact that we are winning the fight for the truth. You know, $1 billion worth of lies, ladies and gentlemen, can be erased with $1 worth of truth. Because the truth doesn't have to have money behind it. The truth just simply overrides lies, no matter how much is placed behind them. And people can stop the backlash against us. This crook, this mouthpiece that they've employed, Alex Jones, talking about a fraudulent document as his evidence for 9/11 not being a Jewish conspiracy, a Zionist Jewish conspiracy, the Northwoods document. Take a look at what Carol Valentine has to say about the Northwoods document. It moves your attention away from the real perpetrators. He talks again about another clear false flag participant, a Comtel pro, Sibel Edmonds. You would have thought he would have stayed away from her because too many people already know what she put out is a big pack of nonsense. This Pakistani connection. Hey, there might be crooks in Pakistan working with the Zionists. But these weren't the people placing bombs over there in that World Trade Center. This was that moving company out of Jersey working with the Mossad, ladies and gentlemen. Did they have patsies? Oh, yeah. They had them lined up. But they couldn't even get that straight. Seven of the so-called hijackers weren't even in the country, and they were working in their own nations back home. One of them a pilot. Another one of them lives in Egypt right now. I mean, they bungled this. They bungled it. Now, some, you know, this recent attempt by the BBC to make Alex Jones look like a slander truth teller is nothing more than an attempt to place him in charge of the flow of information. It's going to fail. Because as you begin to see that the lies he tells, and the fact that he got on the radio 3 days ago, Monday, early on, and said Israel had nothing to do with 9/11. It is a bold-faced lie. This man is a liar working for the crooks, and has been since he started. That's right. Please don't make the mistake of missing the clues that are left behind by this crook. No good. And we're going to defeat him as well. Place in your mind's eye again, ladies and gentlemen, how hard it is for him to keep the lie alive. Because it's leaking out in every single person's mind who spends any time looking at the facts. You cannot come to any other conclusions. Why? Because this is where all roads lead. They've even brought out this guy Burmese. They bring out this guy, this loose change stuff. Israel had nothing to do with it, huh? Well, we know better. You know better. You've got to tell everybody. See, you've got to be promoting these truths, these facts, in a way that doesn't bring fear to people, but empowers them. Because this is about empowering people to defeat crime. It's about empowering people to have a better world. We are able to do this. We can do it with the force of our will as a group. People will sense that your ideas about these events are honest. And at least if they sense the fact that you believe it strongly, and they spend some time on these issues, they're going to come to our conclusions. You can't help it. There's just no way around it. And there are many people out there trying to spin you away from these facts. In fact, we've been a lone voice in the wind. Now, isn't this interesting? If you take a look out on the internet, information about the Jewish Zionist influence in the country and in 9/11 and in the USS Liberty and all that we told you about over 18 months ago is all accepted today as factual by many, many people. And yet, they still allow us to be slandered out there. Come to our aid. Say, these people knew these facts years ago. We were telling the truth years ago. What does that tell you? We knew the score already. We went to the right sources. Dillings, the right source. Nestor Webster, source for quality truth. Read their books. Go to their own documents. The people were actually bragging about their own criminality. Untermeyer's speech will tell you that they were setting up a crime to build the new Israel back at the beginning of the last century. And you will understand after seeing the Money Masters video just exactly what they've been doing for 300 years, historically. You will not have to make a great leap of your judgment to find out that they're still doing it and that you're being lied to by a team of bullcrappers out there. Alex Jones being the leader of the Patriot bullcrappers, but there are people in the mainstream. Take a look at their names. Many of them are crypto Jewish Zionists, but most of your news people that are lying you into a corner are actually admitted Jewish liars. Yes. Now that brings me back to the idea that from the Jewish community will come the biggest pressure. it will be the beginning of the end of these people when their own community finally says, you have committed crimes against humanity, this leadership has. And we don't want to be a part of it. We're part of the human race. We're not part of this monstrous conspiracy to destroy humankind and to enslave people and to destroy individual freedoms and to place under control our nation's peoples under the control of a small group of criminal madmen. Madmen. We're not going to be able we are going to win. Look at this. Look how on how many people's lips the facts are today. Just look. And when you go to the website that I'm going to ask Eric to put up, it's called JewishAgency.org. Get the list. Find out if there's a chapter of these organizations in your hometown, in your home city, in your home nation. Begin to find out who's in charge of them. Click on their site. Find out who's in the leadership. And begin to make lists of people that we will have removed from power and placed behind bars for investigation of treason and conspiracy to destroy the freedom of the United States and crimes against the Constitution. And in some cases, like Abe Foxman, for investigation for murder. Yep. We're coming. We're here. We're going to win. I smell it. I see it. You cannot reverse the flow of these facts. They are irreversible. Now, people have said, well, they've got away with it all these years. Yes, but the fact is, it has never been so widely dispersed, the facts about this, ever in history. And it is growing exponentially as we speak. And you need to take an active role in making sure people know the facts. This is part of your responsibility. Envision us winning in your mind's eye. And understand that as you share these facts, you're working toward a better world. You know, I get tired physically from this. I get emotionally tired from it. But I still know we're winning. And I relish the idea that my children and my children's children are going to live in a world free of the sickness that these people have inflicted on the world. And you should also go forward with that wonderful thought that the kind of world you're helping to build right now may change humanity forever. You see, once an idea has grown into the minds of so many, it is not extinguishable, ladies and gentlemen. It cannot be reversed. Now, all we need to do here is eliminate the longevity of suffering it's going to take to get us to our point of freedom. Now, that comes from a collective belief that we can beat these people back and then take the power back from them and confiscate their wealth and return that wealth to the people it was stolen from and jail these criminals and re-educate the people who participated in it unknowingly. These things can be done. And don't fall into the trap of being called an anti-Semite or that you're a Hitlerite. Take a look at your TV right now. Go to your learning channel right now and see if they're not bombarding you with Nazi propaganda. See if they're not bombarding you with Holocaust information. See if they're not bombarding you with the poor, suffering Jewish question. Of course they are. They're doing it all over Europe right now. But you see, once you've seen the truth, it becomes clear, the desperation. Now, you cannot resist the facts once you've been shown them clearly. But you have to get people past the fog that they're in. Some people will never be extricated from that deep fog. They can't be. They're incapable of really being opened up to these facts and ideas. Many of those people will go to their grave supporting Zionism. Many Christians will. They've been lied to and they've been robotically designed into this belief system. But people, thinking people, people who question, are already on their way to these facts as as are many people who are just on the periphery of these facts, ladies and gentlemen, because they've always sensed this problem was there. Everyone who's ever read the news about what's been going on in the Middle East for decades knew there was something sick about this 5 million people, this Jewish country, this festering sore in the Middle East on the shores of the Mediterranean. It has been a place of sickness for generations. It oozes illness. It oozes apartheid. It oozes criminality. It was built on criminal design. It was instituted by criminal acts and by madmen and murderers. This is a job that you should relish to defeat criminal, evil criminals like this. You should wrap yourself up in the possibility that you could be stopping something like this. Take joy and pride in the fact that we are going to defeat them and that we're going to have a world free of this kind of sickness once and for all. And that people around the world are going to stop these false flag fights between black and Latino and black and white and Latino and Chinese. And this has been their design. They have used that to separate us from each other, ladies and gentlemen. These white supremacist groups, all of them, have been seeded by this Zionist group. Many of them have been outed as Zionist Jews at the top. Look in your history. The NAACP didn't have a black leader until the 70s. It was always a Zionist Jew in charge, always trying to foment anger and trouble and helplessness for the black community. Helplessness. When in fact they are no less able or no more able than anybody else in this world, given the right chance, given the equal opportunity, given the freedom from sickness of prejudice. You're never criminal by race. You're criminal by act. You're criminal by intent. These are the judgments we make. And I'm not talking about misdemeanor criminals, ladies and gentlemen. This is not your problem with a drunk driver. This is something like we're usurping the founding documents and laws of nature and of our country, these people. This is the crimes they're committing. And to do so, they're committing every atrocity you can think of. Howard K. Stern, people like him. Murdering as they go, and having judges they put in place protecting them, and senators and congressmen who are blackmailed to do their bidding. This is what's going on in our world. And don't allow people to marginalize Daryl Bradford Smith or Eric Hushman or Christopher Bolin. We've been on the money for years. Make no mistake about it. We're not going anywhere. And if things were to happen to any of us, it would explode this message even faster and farther. So I feel confident we are going to defeat them. And if you start now, it's just going to come. Our freedom is coming that much faster, and we are going to have that much more liberty for our families and our children. Get to work. There's no time to waste. Tell people that Alex Jones is just a charlatan and a carny barker and a liar. And he's worked for the Zionist Jews from day one. Now, you're going to say, well, he says this is true. And that, of course he does. Superfluous issues are always targeted by this crook. He'll blame the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld all day long. And the Luciferian controllers, when you look behind it, it's a Jewish conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, who have interests in Zionism. So make sure you don't blame all Jews, because not all Jews are involved. It's their leadership and people who are in the control of the organizations that I told you about. Fight. It's my rant for today on this Wednesday. We have more shows coming up on probably Thursday and Friday, so keep tuned to the French Connection. Until the next time. This is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well. Bye-bye now.